Let's go now to Brazil, a place that conjures up images of samba bands and glittering dancers at carnival. The country is home to plenty of other styles, and in this report, Annie Murphy introduces us to one genre unique to Brazil.
The city of Olinda sits on a hill above the sea. It's full of steep, narrow streets and elegant old homes covered in vines, some painted brightly, others in a slow decay. On Sunday afternoons, Benedito da Macuca and Manuel Catuaba have a ritual here. After a late lunch, they sit in the street outside Benedito's house in plastic lawn chairs, waiting for dusk. At 5:45, Benedito calls upstairs to his grandson, who brings down a drum, a triangle, and a red accordion. Macuca and Catuaba are in their 60s. Like many in Brazil's northeast, both grew up in farming areas. They're also masters of one of the region's many musical genres, forró. Lula Macondes is a local architect who stops by to listen to the two older men. He often picks up an instrument and joins in too. Like many in Olinda, Macondes plays forró, dances forró, and likes to talk about forró.
You are born listening to forró. This is not bossa nova, and this is not samba. This is forró, F-O-R-R-O, you know.
But what exactly forró is hard to define. It involves some instruments and techniques brought from Europe a few centuries back, and a lot of local innovation. Carlos Sandroni is an ethnomusicologist at the University of Pernambuco.
You had polka, waltz, and what more, mazurka. Mazurkas came in the 19th century as rock and hip-hop came in the 20th century.
He says the region has a long history as a mixing bowl of musical styles, and forró is likely a product of that. Forró is thought to have originated sometime around the turn of the century. This song by Trio de Ouro is from 1943. The forró dance can vary. It often looks something like the two-step or like zydeco. And it all became a genre thanks largely to peasant-turned-popular musician Luis Gonzaga. With his rural sensibility, musical skill, and poetic lyrics, Gonzaga helped make forró popular. His songs talked about everything, from love to drought. And it was huge, particularly with people from the countryside. Forró kept growing in the 70s. And then, in the 90s, something happened in the city of Recife, Mangue Beach, or Swamp Beat. Recife and neighboring Olinda are constructed amid sprawling mangrove swamps. In the early 90s, much of this area was stagnant, culturally and economically. That's when some local musicians started Mangue Beach. At the time, Lula Marcondes was a student.
They just shook all this place, being open for everything that's producing at that time, like in the 90s in the world, but also local music, local rhythms, local culture, and blending everything together, mixing everything together.
Mangue Beach helped change sensibilities, nurturing the sort of atmosphere where music from the countryside, like forró, could be recognized as art. Today, forró is going strong in Olinda. And if you go out to dance here, you'll probably end up in the Xing Xing da Baiana, an informal club on the waterfront. Tonight, the Quarteto Olinda is playing in a narrow, crowded room, and everyone is dancing. 33-year-old Claudio Jabeca is one of the band members. He sings and plays jabeca, a rustic fiddle from old-school rural forró. He says people love forró because it makes them get up and move.
People really like it. One of the main reasons is that the dancing calls out to people. It brings people together. You dance really close with people you don't necessarily know very well. All you have to do is be respectful, and you can dance with anyone.
Claudio often experiments with the music of forró, like this song by Luis Gonzaga.
Tudo em volta, sol. beleza, sol de abril e a mata em flor.
Claudio plugs in his slender, very basic-looking wooden fiddle into a series of foot pedals and changes how he uses the bow. Where Fajo will be in another century is anyone's guess, but it seems clear that in whatever form, it's here to stay. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Olinda, Brazil.
Tudo em volta é só beleza.
And you can watch a performance by Quarteto Olinda at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steven Skip.
Não vendo a luz,